Yeah. So I'd like to thank the organizer for the opportunity. At this talk, I will tell you about the story of a string, which is a classical string and remains at rest in the space-time. And with this simple model, I will study its quantum fluctuations. It doesn't work. Oh, it worked, sorry. So, the idea behind my interest in studying this system is discussing if quantum mechanics is contained in string theory. If every result of quantum mechanics could be obtained from string theory, the hypothesis is that the answer is yes. So, the hypothesis is probably wrong, but we can keep it in order to study. So, my proposal is use classical string theory to semi-classical quantize this model. So, the whole story starts with a work of Joseph Polchinski, who proposed a oscillating string or a pulsating string in a 10-dimensional Minkowski space. This string has a possibility to move along the R, the radial dimension, and is wrapped m times in the angular dimension. Using the Nambu-Goto action, you can construct the canonical Hamiltonian and study the quantum fluctuations of this pulsating string using the Schrödinger equation. So, in a later article, I have studied a generalization where this R squared can be changed to another kind of potential. So, but now I'm interested in studying a string which has no velocity at the radial dimension. So, this is the most simple system which I can imagine. If I carry out the procedure, I will obtain that the Hamiltonian, in place of the potential, has a constant term, which is the classical energy of the string. And if I put this classical Hamiltonian in the Schrödinger equation, I will obtain a Schrödinger equation, which is, in fact, a free particle equation. So, I can have this eigenvalue from this free particle type Schrödinger equation. And the eigenvalue can have positive or negative value, so I can obtain oscillating and evanescent solutions for this static string. So, summarizing, I can say that at least two models can be obtained from this hypothesis: the harmonic oscillator and the free particle. I cannot say that I will obtain all the quantum mechanics from this hypothesis. We can imagine other systems which cannot be obtained. So at least we can think about this this system and imagine that more problems can be also obtained from string theory in terms of quantum theory. That's enough. Thanks a lot.